Sorry. Change wasn't that great, was it? So that's a kind of an interesting thing, because they're all 2/4 time, they're all the same time, But changing from memories of Ballymote into Ford's was really bizarre, and I apologize for that. But it was it's a perfect example of what I was talking about trying not to do in your session. So, the thing about pokers, I just want to say this. When you're playing pokers, you gotta really work hard to play really good, crisp, clean triplets, because that's really where the lift comes in the poker. And I play for a lot of dances, a lot of Kaylee's, right? So if you play that really monotone, there's no lift in it. And poker's really is something that you really play for dancing. I mean, it's very rare that you would do a poker, or certainly a common poker, I think, in a concert type setting, unless you're from Schlieve-Lucre area. And that's a whole different ball of wax, right? Perfect example, actually, is to just, if you go to the session and just hit the record, you know, where they play the melodies for you, and it's totally mechanically done, the phrasing and the feel is really awful. And most of those, the way they interpret the melodies. But so. Well, just tell me if you don't want me to do any of that kind of chatter stuff, let me know. But I just thought I'd throw it out there. I haven't done it from week to week, but if you're learning pokers, my father always told me the three C's, if you think of the three C's when you're playing your tunes, clean, crisp, and clear. Okay? So lift your fingers off your keyboards, lift your fingers off your strings to separate the notes, and you'll get nice, clean notes. Okay? For any of those instruments, you do that. And you get a nice clean sound. Jared and Jim, I didn't get to say hello to you guys yet. I meant to do it before we started this set. So if you don't know Jared, he's from down in Georgia. And I met him at Swannanoa a few years ago. And I've kind of watched him grow up. He's a phenomenal player. And his father, Jim, is a lovely man. And Jim, I'm delighted to hear the good news about Sherry. So we need to say some prayers for Jim's wife, Sherry, and Jared's mother. So she's dealing with some cancer, and our prayers go out to you, and a lot of love and caring for you guys down there in Georgia, okay? And keep up the great work. I'm so looking forward. I hope Swannanoa goes through, and I'll get to see you there this year, you know? So. All right, let's go back to reels, I think. So how about the Salamanca? You know, I haven't played the Salamanca in years, and I'm just thinking of different tunes that we haven't played. So, you know, of course, we'll go back and we'll do some of the stuff we've already done. But let me see now. Where's my Salamanca? Oh, here it is. We used to play this tune all the time in the 80s in New York. It was a really hot tune in the sessions. And then all of a sudden, nobody played it anymore, and I don't know why. But I came into my head and I said, well, you know, let's do the Salamanca. So that's the Salamanca, and then the Galway, not the Galway Rambler, the Galway. I'm sorry, Charles, it's not a great flute tune, but you could practice your octaves. but it's a great box tune and a good fiddle tune. So, and I don't know what it is. What is that, Patrick? What are you playing there? Is that an auto harp or something? Or you're muted. I won't be able to hear you. You have to unmute if you're gonna. There you go.
Hurdy gurdy.
Oh, it is a hurdy gurdy. Couldn't see it. Oh, it's a great instrument too. There you go. My friend Daniel Tonon. Do you know Daniel Tonon from Adviel Kepora, the band Adviel Kepora? He makes hurdy gurdies. He's up in Montreal. But what a great sounding instrument too. I just heard a group from France did a live performance there a couple of days ago, and they had an accordion and a hurdy-gurdy and a fiddle and guitars and citherns. It was really, really, really good, cool stuff. So anyway.
And Adviel Kepora was what got me onto this thing.
Oh, it was?
Yeah.
It's a very diverse instrument. It's a lot more diverse than people think, you know? So, all right, Patrick, mute yourself there and we'll get started here, sir. So.